Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Unity Center of Light. Today is Sunday, December the 10th, 2023. My name is April May. I'm licensed Unity teacher here at Unity Center of Light, and you're in for a treat today. The inmates are in charge of the asylum, I always like to say. When the minister's away, the staff will play. So we've got lots of fun things in store for us today, including a special guest speaker and musician. But most of all, just that all of us are here together today on this beautiful day. So I'm going to start out by sharing our mission and foundation statements and ask you to repeat them with me. So, the mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And our foundation statement, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. All right, so I would like to invite Bonnie Sermons to share with us today the Daily Word.
Good morning, Unity family. And we're going to focus the next few minutes on the Daily Word, which is entitled Peace. The affirmation for today is peace is the song of my heart. As the Advent journey continues, I seek to embody peace. No matter what might be happening around me, I can rise above that which troubles and distracts me. All that takes my attention away from my spiritual life and my relationship with God. Peace is always mine, an aspect of my divine identity. When peace feels far away, I take it as a cue to center myself in spirit. I return to the practices that calm my mind and open my heart. As I relax and enter the silence, I touch the peace and perfection of God and claim that peace as my own. Returning to activity, I carry peace with me. I bring harmony to my interactions, calm to my reactions, and tranquility to every corner of my life. I won't just be peaceful. I will be peace itself. And the scripture reading today is taken from Jude, chapter 1, verse 2. May mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
Thank you, Bonnie. And as we continue this focus on peace today, we are going to light the candle today for the power of peace. And I'd like to share a short reading with you first. So last week, we began the 4 weeks preceding Christmas that we refer to as Advent. Advent means the coming and refers to the coming of the Christ. It has meaning for us today as it unfolds for us the possibility for the Christ to be born anew in us daily, moment by moment. When we prepare for this birth, we are preparing our consciousness to be receptive to the understanding of Christ's ideas and Christ awareness. We can use this time of Advent and these symbols of the Christmas season to keep this ongoing possibility alive for us. Last Sunday, we lit the first candle representing faith, symbolized by a candle itself. This Sunday, we light the second candle representing peace, which is symbolized by an angel. An angel is a messenger from God, and so are all Christ-like thoughts. Those are the thoughts which guide us and lead us to an awareness of the Christ, just as the shepherds were led to Jesus from the angel's words. The angel's message to the shepherds was peace on earth, goodwill to all people. This angel guided them to the Christ. When we respond to our Christ thoughts, we are at peace and are able to experience peace and goodwill in all circumstances in our lives. We can experience the Christ. This day and this week of Advent, we sweeten the world by sharing peace. We walk the path of peace in every moment. We are a place of peace. We breathe into peace and feel our connection with the oneness of all. In the coming weeks, we will also be lighting the candles for love and joy. And on this day of Advent, we let peace begin within. And so let's just take a moment to be with not only the candle of peace, but the Christ candle and the candle we lit last week, the candle for faith. And so it is. So this morning, as we get ready to have our lesson and our meditation, I'd like to bring our focus for a moment to the fact that we may have other newcomers this morning other than our speaker and his daughter, Alicia, but Reverend Richard and Alicia are here with us for the first time today, speaking and singing. And we also want to welcome anybody else who is here for the first time. So if you are and you'd like to let us know that you're here, you can either just wave at us or you can put your name and contact information in the chat. We'd be happy to send you information about our services. And we would like to welcome you here along with Reverend Richard and Alicia this morning. So I would like to say a couple words introducing Reverend Richard. I've had the good pleasure to meet him through my work with the Eastern Region. He's a graduate of the Unity Urban Ministerial School. He also works for the Unity Urban Ministerial School and has a great interest in things like AI and how it's impacted by social and ethical concerns. But today he's here to spend time with us and share with us on Christmas peace, a gift from within. So Richard, please, we're very pleased to have you and we welcome you.
All right, can you guys hear me okay? Wonderful. Truly grateful for to celebrate Second Sunday of Advent with you today and be focused on peace. So one of my traditions is, before I start my lesson, is if you'll join me in a moment of prayer, if you feel like if you close your eyes and join me in prayer as we take a breath into this presence, knowing that this is our source. It is our source of peace, love, joy, and our foundation of faith. And we join in the words of Deuteronomy 32:2 as we affirm over this lesson, may the teachings drop like the rain, my speech condenses like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. And we allow it to grow in and through us and express to all that we impact. And so it is. Amen. So last week, I was listening to the lesson at your spiritual center. And today, April May also talked about the meaning of Advent. And just to reiterate the dictionary version of it, it says the arrival of a noble person, thing, or event. And of course, I was raised in the Catholic religion. So for us, the period of Advent was to celebrate the memory of the birth of the baby Jesus. From a more metaphysical point of it, we look at it as the rebirth of the Christ consciousness within ourselves. And in some cases, we are not only celebrating the rebirth, but the recognition and the remembrance of that divinity within ourselves that we call that Christ consciousness. So our focus on peace this week is, to me, one of the most important parts of the work we do here in Unity, because it is the door that opens up to all other practices, whether you're working on your prosperity, whether it's health and healing, whether it's manifesting, or any part of it. We must find ourselves in that place of peace. But before we can embark on that journey, we need to define peace. What exactly is peace that we're looking for? Well, we know the definition is very simple. It defines it as freedom from disturbance and tranquility. But when we take it from that point of view, we leave things open. We are open to the outer world at this point. So when we focus on peace from that standpoint only, it does help at times to be present in the moment, but we continuously are bombarded. I mean, in recent notes, we know we're holding in prayer all the people affected by the tornadoes going on in the U.S. We're focusing on two major wars happening throughout the world. It's a lot of political unrest and things going on, and just so many challenges we're all facing in this thing called life. But we also know that just in this season, we deal with a lot of various emotions. I mean, we have sorrow, we have loss, depression, fear, even guilt. The season seems to bring so many emotions to type that we're chasing this peace within ourselves. We've lost so many people physically, mentally, even spiritually during this time. I can tell you stories as an altar boy for many years in the Catholic religion, how many times people have come running into the church looking for some type of salvation, not knowing that we could find it right inside of ourselves. We're looking for a quick fix. We're looking for something outside of ourselves to fix who we are. So like many before, the birth of Jesus in the gospel was someone waiting, a people waiting for a Messiah to show up to kind of give you that quick fix, fix what's going on. And historically, we know with the Roman rule and everything we were going through. So let's take a look at that biblical verse, Isaiah 9:6. And I am using the New Standard Revised Version of the Bible. And it says, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And as metaphysicians, we look at that verse a little bit deeper. We know that when he says he is named, we know he's given authority over Mighty God. God would be the absolute, and Father being the cause and source. But before we can touch on the Prince of Peace itself, we need to realize that when we're talking about that sonship, that godship, we're talking about the power and authority that we have over our own inner peace. But now we must look at that peace from a metaphysical point of view. So when we tap into the revealing word, of course, written by Charles Fillmore, a co-founder of Unity, it says, peace is the harmony and tranquility derived from the awareness of the Christ consciousness. So we now move that peace from the outer world, that searching for something outside. And as someone once said, when we're seeking that peace, the K is knowing. It is knowing that it comes from a space within ourselves in the Christ consciousness. So we're taking our eyes from that outer world, taking it inside. Even when we sing the peace song, it asks for peace to be affirmed on earth, but it must begin with me. Now, if not for you, it sounds like a clue for me. And I know it is easier said than done. If you ever want to see true peacefulness, watch a child. You know, look at a baby with their bottle or a toddler with their pacifier. Heck, I want an adult-sized pacifier. They suck on it, and it is this ultimate peace that just comes over them. Even my 9-year-old son, I watch him sometimes when he's playing with his toys, and he is so focused in what he's doing, or if he's drawing something. Recently, he decided to create this whole scenario in drawing about a tournament going on with these characters he created. And he was so focused. There was a peace upon him. And he can tell me this story over and over. But that shows you that that authority is even within ourselves. And as adults, we tend to be bombarded by the outer world. And we start to forget that we have that authority of peace around us. I think when we look at the greatest example of this peace, we look at our master teacher, Jesus. Now, I know when I was younger and I was living in Far Rockaway, New York, I had a friend and we used to go out and rent a boat to go fishing. It was great fishing out there. And anyone who knows Rockaway, it is a peninsula. And I remember a time where we went out, we had a teenager with us and we're out on the bay. And of course, we decided we were going to be men of men. And we took that boat and we said we were going to try to sail around the peninsula onto the Atlantic Ocean side. Well, as soon as we got close to that peninsula, that point, that boat started to rock. The front of the boat started hitting high. The waves were incredibly crazy. So I know we weren't at peace. We wanted to find out how fast can we turn that boat around and get back to the safety of the bay. So when we look at the story of Mark 4:35, where Jesus was talking to the crowds and they're trying to get away from the crowd, so they get into the boat, sail, and they get hit with a squall or a storm, and the boat's rocking. But where do we find Jesus? Jesus is sleeping in at the stern on a cushion. You have to imagine to yourself how deeply he had that understanding of that inner peace within himself to be able to sleep while this boat's a rocking and everybody's holding on and scared. And his apostles finally wake him up and say, hey, aren't you afraid of us drowning? Aren't you afraid of us capsizing? I'm sure there was a few other words that weren't listed in the Bible. And Jesus gets up, he rebukes the wind and tells the water to be still. And these people are looking at him going, who is this guy that he can even command the waters to be still? How many of us are going through those storms right now? We want to be able to have that power to be still. But we remember the passage where Jesus said, you can do all that I can do and even more. So once we understand principle number two, that tells us that we are an expression of this good, and we believe that within ourselves, we know we already have the authorship of our peace. We have been programmed for so long to believe that we don't have that, we must seek it outside, that we forget of that authorship. So how do we move back in faith? And how do we move back to that point where we can be still? Now, to share a little bit about my own story over the last couple of years, you know, I was always told that when a minister is asked to do a lesson, it's not only for you guys who are listening, but for the minister themselves. In the last years, I've been challenged with obstacles in life that could have changed the dynamics of my family as I knew it. Then, as I thought things had resolved themselves and we were growing in a better direction, the obstacles became to come one after the other after the other. Not only that, but uprooted us to the point where now we're in a new state, new life. My children were uprooted. So we're searching for this peace ourselves. And there was a lot of work that I needed to do. And I can tell you, my faith wavered. I don't know how many times I wanted to drop to my knees and say, I'm done. Or as if for the fans of The Matrix, when the gentleman who goes to speak to Mr. Smith and says, I just want to be plugged back into The Matrix. Because when we learn these techniques, we get challenged as well with our own faith. So what are the things that we can do this season to move ourselves, to give ourselves one of the greatest gifts during this Christmas season, which is that gift of inner peace? So I'm going to take a play first off of an old song. And we're going to take those old records off the shelf. You know, those records that we listen by ourselves. And no, I'm not talking about that old time rock and roll. I'm talking about that virtual shelves within our mind. That voice singing those songs within ourselves that do not serve us. And you know that voice I'm speaking about. It's probably the one that's saying right now, what is that minister talking about? Yep, that's the one. That voice that has those records. And you know, when you scratch vinyl, how it repeats itself. And it's playing those songs like, I am not enough, over and over. And I am not loved, over and over. Everyone is against me. Everything is against me. I know I have a couple of records that played over and over and sometimes even find their way back on my shelf. And it is, why does it seem like everything I do is never enough? Or even, why do I feel like everything I do is wrong? I had to get rid of those records to create a space, to create a vacuum, to put the shiny records back on the shelf, to rewrite those affirmations for myself. So as it was on repeat, it was an intentional repeat. It was reprogramming my heart or my subconscious mind, allowing me to find peace. And it allowed me to speak truth over myself, which leads me to that next step, which is to be present. Now, during this time of challenges, I worked with a psychologist. And one of the things he hit me with, whether many may agree with it or not, was that he said that the trauma is not what happened to you, but the stories you created around it. Now that hit me with a brick to the head. But when it finally sunk in, I understood what he was talking about. So whether we believe it's right or wrong, it worked for me. And when I affirmed to myself that every time that I was triggered in any way, I asked myself, what is my truth in this moment? What is the truth of what is happening now? That releases my past of any traumas or situations that I may still hold stories around. It releases the anxiety of tomorrow as to what my past may be affecting me as. And it allowed me to say right now, whatever it was is not happening. What is happening right now in this moment is the truth I know. It's the only truth that's an expression. So be present anytime you feel out of peace. Take that breath, enter meditation, enter prayer, whatever it is. Just take the moment to know what the truth is for yourself right now. And the most important thing is to do the work. For those who have delved into Emily Cady's works, we know that chemicalization is a real thing. It's those steps you take toward the right direction that brings up those old feelings. And we know that principle number 5 tells us that no matter how many steps I give you today, it's not enough to know the truth, but you have to live that truth. And as we do this, we're going to get distracted from people outside of us, from the news, from things, and most important, even from our inner pain that's trying to hold on to that comfortable pain that we live in, not to release that peace, to be able to give ourselves that peace. It is when we can stay, as the lesson last week, it said, even with a little bit of fear, if we stay in faith, move forward with strength and the power of will and wisdom, only then are we opening up into moving into a place of love and prepared to receive the joy that this season gifts give us. So when we talk about inner peace, it must start within ourselves. It must be done within ourselves, and then we can express that into our world, which brings me to our last request. This request is, as we are finding the inner peace for ourselves, that we become an ambassador of peace for others. See, I'm remiss when I remember the song by Pastor Greg Stamper, who wrote a song for his spiritual center called Celebration Spiritual Center in Brooklyn, New York. And if you've never heard his music and you like gospel music with a New Age thought to it, he writes a lot of affirmation-based gospel songs. And one of those songs was called Be Jesus to Somebody. And it always hit me because we realize that when we take away the mysticism of worshiping the man and worship his message, we realize that that Christ within ourselves becomes a shining light for other people. In fact, one of the lyrics states, be Jesus to somebody because you may be the only Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad that someone will interact with today. So even if you're just starting out, even if you hear these words today and you feel to yourself, I'm not ready to help somebody else because the peace and the battles that are happening inside, take a breath, be present, and know that just that step puts you ahead of somebody else looking for an example like Jesus, as we use his teachings to move ourselves into right judgment and know that we can be the ambassadors of peace for those on the journey that we meet. And what good is having a gift that we can't share with others? So if we do those things today and recap quickly is, let's take the records off the shelves, let's put on new vinyl, let's work on those affirmations. Be present in every moment when we feel out of sort, when we feel chaos. In fact, a number of years ago for our day of prayer, one of the affirmations was, I find peace during chaos, or something to that matter. And I remember speaking on it for that reason, because it reminded me of just that. Do the work. Don't be afraid. Walk in faith. It's hard. And in some cases, it may be easy to do and easy not to do, but do the work. And finally, be that ambassador for other people. Help someone else see the teachings of Jesus that have come through us, the practical Christianity that we do on a daily basis, so that we may be the light to shine someone on their journey today. So let's go ahead and move into meditation. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath within ourselves. And just be present. Let us release the outer world and move into that inner space that we know as the Christ consciousness. And let's just continue to breathe into that heart space. Take a few breaths, just relax and know. Maybe some things you heard today in our lesson may have created some type of angst inside of you. That's okay. With every breath in, we continue to take in that love, that joy, that peace that we know in this presence that we call God, we call good. As we continue to breathe, we release anything that doesn't work with us as we breathe out. Let's take a few moments just to breathe in and out, just to center ourselves, just knowing. And in that knowing, we know that this good, that God, this presence flows in and out and through all of us. And it is in this oneness that we create, we express things as peace. And as we continue to breathe in, let us begin to put those new records on the shelf. And I share the affirmations, not in order, from our booklet this year called The Sweetest Christmas. And with every breath, let us affirm. And don't be afraid if you feel that as you affirm this to yourselves that it may hit you, because this is the work we do. So as we breathe in, we breathe out, we stay centered, and let us affirm, I let peace begin with me. I let peace begin with me. I let peace begin with me. Deep breath in, center in more. I walk the path of peace in every moment. I walk the path of peace in every moment. I walk the path of peace in every moment. I walk in peace, and peace is with me. I walk in peace, and peace is with me. I walk in peace, and peace is with me. I am a place of peace. I am a place of peace. I am a place of peace. I breathe into peace and feel my connection with the oneness of all. I breathe into peace and feel my connection with the oneness of all. I breathe into peace and feel my connection with the oneness of all. I command my thoughts toward peace. I am a peacemaker. I command my thoughts toward peace. I am a peacemaker. I command my thoughts toward peace. I am a peacemaker. I sweeten the world by sharing my peace. I sweeten the world by sharing my peace. I sweeten the world by sharing my peace. Let's allow these affirmations to sink in as we take a few moments in the silence and see how it sits with us. Just take a deep breath in, remembering the presence we are in. And we also remember that our way shower, Jesus, one of his teaching methods was by example. And his greatest example was giving gratitude for miracles that hadn't happened yet, and then express the miracles. So today, let us be grateful that we know that each of these affirmations have already unfolded and is happening not only within ourselves, but is expressed into our world. And as we take the action, knowing that it's already done, and we affirm this action with a so it is, and so we let it be. So mote be, ashe, and amen. Take a last deep breath, and if you had your eyes closed, go ahead and begin to open them and return to this space and this place, knowing that all is well. And I'm so grateful for the invitation and the chance to speak on peace. And I bid you namaste, as I always ended my videos. The big divinity in me sees that big and beautiful divinity in each of one of you. And I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Richard. We are very grateful for you as well.